House Majority Leader Tom DeLay was publicly rebuked by the House Ethics Committee on two charges last night. It is the second time in a week the ethics panel has admonished the powerful Republican. And though DeLay issued a statement saying he accepts the committee's guidance, he was far from contrite. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
Immediately after the Ethics Committee issued a sharp rebuke of House Republican Leader DeLay late last night, he issued a statement thanking the committee for dismissing the charges. The charges were not dismissed, but in his first public appearance since being admonished, and with the entire House press corps gathered around him, DeLay repeated that assertion.
Well, I am very pleased with the Ethics Committee decision. I'm very pleased that the Ethics Committee and these honorable people that serve on that Ethics Committee have dismissed the frivolous charges brought against me. And that's it.
With a very short statement, DeLay stood back and smiled while a series of leading and rank-and-file Republicans went to the mic to lash out at House Democrats. When a freshman congressman, Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling, took the mic, the reporters had had enough of waiting to question DeLay.
This is the equivalent. This is the equivalent of being accused of 12 felony murders.
With all eyes suddenly on him again, DeLay refused to answer any questions and walked away. The latest Ethics Committee action against DeLay admonished the majority leader for two separate violations. The first, DeLay, at a minimum, created the appearance that an energy company bought access to him and legislative favors in the summer of 2002. DeLay accepted a $25,000 campaign contribution from Westar Energy Company and then spent a two-day golf trip with company executives, this in the weeks before a giant energy bill would be negotiated in Congress. The second violation, the committee found that DeLay improperly used government resources for political purposes. During a fight over congressional redistricting in Texas, DeLay called on officials from the Federal Aviation Administration to help him track state Democratic legislators. There was a third allegation in the complaint against DeLay, that he illegally funneled corporate money to Texas politicians running for the state legislature. Several of DeLay's top aides have been indicted by a grand jury in Austin, Texas, on those charges. The Ethics Committee deferred to Texas authorities on the criminal charges, a sign, says Chris Bell, the Texas Democrat that filed the ethics complaint, that DeLay could be under criminal investigation.
By deferring action, they obviously believe that Mr. DeLay very well could be a target of that investigation.
This morning, leading House Democrats, as well as about a dozen government watchdog groups such as Common Cause, Judicial Watch, and the Center for Responsive Politics, called on DeLay to resign as majority leader. House Republicans continue to insist that because the Ethics Committee plans no further punishment, the charges have been dismissed. They continue, at least publicly, to support him. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.